Welcome to the third year of Mennonite Church Alberta's focus on encountering, embracing, and embodying Christ. Year one, we look to encounter, embrace, and embody Christ in life by looking inward to find God's amazing love living within us and outward to see it all around us. While embracing God's presence and learning to live as beloved children of the amazing and omnipresent God. In year two, we expanded our gaze to see God living within our church communities, both local and broader. We embraced God speaking through scripture, song, and each other as we explored what it means to embrace our identity as Christ's people and to embody Christ in community. This year, we want to go even farther as we look to encounter, embrace, and embody Christ in the world. Let us turn to scripture as we begin this year's journey. Both the Old and the New Testaments call us to encounter God in the world and in the people around us.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we read that God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God created them.
In Genesis 33, verse 10, we read that even though Jacob had treated his brother badly and thought of him as a dangerous enemy, when he saw Esau was willing to forgive and welcome him, Jacob said, "Seeing your face is like seeing the face of God."
In Exodus 18, Jethro, a foreign Midianite priest, helped Moses follow God. He said, "May God be with you. Your role should be to represent the people before God."
Elijah was told in 1 Kings 19:11 to stand at the mountain, for the Lord was passing by.
In Psalm 19, we read, "The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what he has done."
In Matthew 25, we are reminded, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
In John 14, verse 9, Jesus says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
Revelation 7, verse 9, we read that the people praising God were from every race, tribe, nation, and language, and they stood before the throne and before the Lamb.
God has made God's self known in the world through nature and through people, both near and far, familiar and unfamiliar, friend and adversary. Let us look to encounter God in the world. And let us embrace God's presence all around us.
Over and over again, we are assured that God is with us, present in us, others, and creation, walking alongside us, supporting us, leading us.
Genesis 28, verse 14, we are assured that God is present with us to work out God's will and purpose in us and through us.
In Exodus 33, verse 14, God promises, "My presence will be with you, and will go with you, and I will give you rest."
In Psalm 16, verse 11, the psalmist praises God by praying, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy."
The prophet Jeremiah, in chapter 29, verse 13, affirms God's presence. "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
The prophet Isaiah is reassured in chapter 41, verse 10. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand."
Matthew 18, verse 20, Jesus also assures us that where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. In Matthew 18, 20, he says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
In James 4, 8, we are challenged, "Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you." The writer of Hebrews 13, verse 5 reminds us again that God has said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
So let us embrace God's presence in and around us. God has said, I will never leave you or forsake, let us embrace God's presence in and around us. Wherever we go, whatever we do, God is with us. We are never alone. This assurance, ingrained now into our very being, gives us the strength and the hope to go forth and embody our loving God through our words and our actions.
As the psalmist says in Psalm 59, verse 16, I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will shout out loud about your faithful love, because you have been my stronghold, my shelter when I was distraught.
And the writer of Proverbs reminds us in chapter 17, verse 9, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends.
As the prophet Jeremiah heard God's call in chapter 1, verse 7, you must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you.
As Jesus has assured us in Matthew 25, 40, whatever you do for one of the least of these, you do it for me.
As we are challenged in Mark 16, verse 15, we are to go into the world, into the whole world, and proclaim the good news to every creature.
And we are assured by Jesus in Luke 19, verse 40, if my disciples were silent, the stones would shout.
And as we are encouraged by Jesus in John 13, verse 35, this is how everyone will know that you are my disciples when you love each other.
And reminded by Paul in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us.
So let us take on the repeated centuries-old call to be Christ's representatives, Christ's body on earth, to show God's love, God's mercy, God's generosity to all around us. We are called to be light for the world and ambassadors of God, to embody Christ in and to the world. So let us open ourselves to encounter, embrace, and embody Christ in all our being, all our speaking, and our doing, as individuals, as faith communities, as part of a world loved by God, our Creator. So what are some ways to work on encountering, embodying, embracing Christ in the world? This week, information was sent to each congregation to introduce our theme. I also encourage you to look at the MCA website. Resources are being collected to help you, from bucket lists and commitment cards to resources for worship. There is also a curated list of books from Common Word Bookstore to help focus studies and worship series and for personal reflection. If someone from your congregation preaches on this theme, or if you find inspiration or direction, please consider sharing it with all of us by submitting it to the reference group. We love to put it on the website resource page to help and encourage other congregations in their efforts to encounter, embrace, and embody Christ in the world.